Chapter 24, Conclusion. So we have walked together with our four characters, seen their lives played out on God's directed stage. As we have seen, Leonard, or so we called him, was a real-life leper who found his way into the pages of Scripture. His once normal life was changed by conditions out of his control. Then in the end, his life was changed because of how he saw Jesus, what he came to believe about his power and authority over the real source of his illness. Chase was the name we gave to the centurion, and again, he found his way into God's word for similar reasons. Both these men's lives were changed forever because of what they came to see as true about Jesus Christ, that he was in fact the Lord and worth believing in. Their lives were somehow forever interwoven in a moment's time. Together, their faith in him was the instrument used, the healings that took place. Ron and Lucy, though not their real names, are real people, and their lives were both crushed by the disappointments of life. Then they were also changed, like these two men in Scripture, through their agreement with them in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They both found their lives at times hopeless and full of despair, seeing themselves as unclean and unworthy until they too fell at the feet of Jesus and called him Lord, believing he could change their lives, and he did. Being made clean, they found themselves still at times paralyzed with fear from life in general, a horrid past, or poor choices ending in sin. No matter the reason, they were there like Chase, and they found it took only Jesus' words spoken to set them free. God moved Ron and Lucy down different paths, acting out their lives on different stages. Then at his appointed time, he brought them together, knowing just how it would play out. Meeting too early or too late would have had a far different result. That's the way our God is, though. It is why we must trust him fully in all things. As I said, they are still friends to this day, though walking down different paths, different results of healing. Lucy is now happily married, finally free, and growing stronger daily. Ron is unbound from life's never-ending struggles and serving God, touching lives and being a light. My sincere prayer for you today is that somehow God has used the lives of these four people portrayed in the pages of this book to reach you where you are and give you hope. That if you, like Leonard, see yourself as unclean, you will, like him, see Jesus as Lord. Then you too will throw yourself at his feet and find him willing. So life throws you a curve, and you for whatever reason find yourself strained and separated from God. I pray that, like Chase, you now know that it takes just his word spoken to set you free. If you are here today, know this: Jesus can and will set you free, cleanse you, and transform you into a vessel worthy of being in his presence. Receive him as Lord, submit to him as you come to dwell in his kingdom forever and ever. And if you already know him but have somehow lost your way, come back. He's right here waiting for you. I pray God richly blesses you and uses you to be a blessing to many as he touches the lives of people through you and takes back his kingdom. May God reach out and touch you right where you are today. He is willing to speak the word, and you will be set free as you too become interwoven through time to God's tapestry of life.